We're into hour number two. What's going on? I'm Jim Rome. The program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I'm still beaming over Shane Bieber. Man, this guy's makeup, this guy's amazing. He was a walk-on at UCSB. And to see where he is right now, he is extremely grounded. This guy is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Casey in New Hampshire tweets, Romer? Hell yeah, nobody uses that.
Romer.
You know, that's funny, actually. I'm trying to think. Somebody does. Somebody has. And the amazing thing is, it might in fact be another gaucho. Ryan Spielborgs. I don't know. You're right. Almost nobody uses that. But somebody else did. That was nice. Shane Bieber. Romer. Hell yeah, nobody uses that. So, Adam, you really quickly join me for a second. I'm not even going to get into why you look like you've been up all night. Or I might. Dude, you look like you were having a fairly animated discussion, or at least listening to somebody who was having a pretty animated discussion with you. What was that all about?
USC baseball fan really wanted you to amend giving credit to Barry Zito for being a gaucho, and would like you to mention that Barry Zito went to USC and that he was drafted because he was drafted out of USC, and he wants all the credit for it. He's mad that you dogged the Trojans.
Got it. Fair enough. All right. Thank you for that. All right. So truth be told, Barry Zito did spend time at USC. Truth be told. So from me to you, USC Trojan fan, the fact that I said that Barry Zito repped UCSB and not USC, listen, I'm the first guy to say you have to be accountable. You have to be responsible. If you make a mistake, just own it, apologize for it. People will understand. All right, Trojan fan, from me to you, I say, in fact, I'm not going to say it. I'll let Conor McGregor say it.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Trojan fan.
The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
I didn't say that he was exclusively a gaucho. I didn't say that he had spent his entire college career with UCSB. What? Pierce College didn't want any of that. Barry Zito came through UCSB. And that wasn't even a part of the Shane Bieber baseball segment. That was a part of the music segment. Come on, Trojan fan. Be better than that. I know you're not, but you should be. Dear Jim, with all due respect to Billy Donovan, I'm 5 years his elder. So I've been rocking the Eddie Munster look much longer. Give me some bleeping credit. Signed, Mel Kiper Jr. Melvin's got some of that.
Credit.
But Donovan just kind of looks the part. He looks like the kid. Dear Jim. I mean, the hairdo only has part of what we're talking about here. I mean, he looks the part. And the hair is only part of it. You feel me? But personal appearance is not show fodder, so let's not get into this. I just like that song. Dear Jim, you should have seen my pass to OG last night. Signed, the high school kid sharing a blunt with IRA. Casey in New Hampshire. Warhawk getting the silent treatment at home for playing too much Tony Hawk. All right, fine. I'll bite. Adam, bring it back. Bring it back. They all seem to know something that I don't know. What's with you staying up all night to play Tony Hawk?
Oh, they know it because I tweeted it. There was a countdown to the Tony Hawk 1 and 2 Pro Skater re-release last night. An epic moment in video game history. Tony Hawk re-released the two greatest video games ever put out on PlayStation. He did it for PlayStation 4. And about every 30 to 40-year-old turned into a little kid yesterday and had a time travel trip back to their childhood at the low, low cost of $50. And so a lot of people today at work are probably tired because, as you saw last night, Tony Hawk was trending on Twitter because, again, the greatest video game ever was re-released last night.
All right, so did it live up to the hype?
And then some. Honestly, it was the best re-release. It's five-star reviewed all over the place unanimously.
Of course, dude. It's Tony Hawk, man. It's Tony Hawk.
It's your guy. It's your San Diego guy.
I love Tony Hawk.
You did a great podcast with him. I felt like we had the inside scoop on this before everyone. We knew it was coming. And then it delivered in spades.
All right, so how late did you stay up?
Yeah,
by the way, did you sleep?
No.
Or did you just roll in?
No, because you beat the warehouse, then you go to the school, then you go to the mall, and you just cannot stop playing those levels. So I just rolled in on 0 hours sleep, and I can't wait to get home and run it back again.
What, you couldn't take a shower?
No, there was no time. I had to get in my car and get here.
Wow, dude, the wife must be so proud.
Yeah, she, not happy, but, you know, no one really likes having a video game.
Don't you know the old saying, not happy wife, really crappy life?
I do. I know it now, but no wife likes a video game being dropped in front of their husband on Labor Day weekend because we had some nice plans, and those have all gone out the window.
Dude, it's not too late to get a hold of yourself and do the right thing.
I'll try.
Nice try. All right, Adam Hawk, that's why he looks the way he looks, because of Tony Hawk. My man Tony Hawk did a great podcast for us. Love Tony Hawk, too. Yeah, I don't play any favorites, except for Shane Bieber and Tony Hawk. 1-800-636-8686. So if you need more fodder, there it is. Hawk looks the way he looks because he stayed up all night. And he didn't stay up all night because life is hard, the world is jacked up. He woke up, his mind started to spin. No. It was by choice. He stayed up all night playing Tony Hawk. You know what? I'm not going to kill you for that. I get that. It's Tony Hawk, man. Tony freaking Hawk. And Adam Hawk, not related. All right, so remember when the Patriots signed Cam Newton? Do you remember that? Do you remember how fired up everybody in New England was to have a former league MVP signed for like pennies? Remember how everybody was so amped about his upside, about his potential, how they were salivating over what he might do with Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels? Do you remember all that? Of course you don't, because there were lots of people there who were grumbling and muttering about it and not happy about it. And I'm not talking about the fans of other teams who were bent that the Patriots got over again. I'm talking about people in New England who were bent that he was a Patriot. And they started talking about the clothing he wears. They started talking about how he celebrates. They were using words like showboat. They were talking about how Cam Newton did not understand the Patriot way, that he was the antithesis of the Patriot way. And then it did not take long before going from that to junk like Belichick would never tolerate Newton's, quote, antics, and that he better dial it down or he would not last in New England. They made it sound like the Patriots were forced to sign Cam Newton, that somebody made Belichick do it, as if Belichick has to answer to anybody at all. They made it sound like he was thrust upon them and made to sign him instead of them signing him on their own. They made it sound like Newton was going to do some sort of hostile takeover of the Pats. You know, because that's something that could ever possibly happen with Bill Belichick in charge. The greatest coach in NFL history effectively ran off the greatest quarterback in history, but he's going to get steamrolled by a free agent quarterback coming off an injury. The hell he was. Of course, the same crowd was talking about how he probably wouldn't even beat out Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer. Yeah, because Stiddy and Hoyer the Destroyer were going to beat out a former league MVP. Yeah, well, hope y'all are hungry, because you're about to get a big-ass crow sando shoved right down your collective pie holes. Because ESPN reports that Bill Belichick told players yesterday that Cam Newton is their starting quarterback. So should I slap some mustard or mayo on that crow sando? Because it's one thing to be wrong, it's entirely another to be that wrong. Entirely another to be saying stupid things like, the reason the hood let TB43 go is because he loves him some Stiddy. Or that the Destroyer is the ultimate pro and nobody knows that system like him. That Newton has to be the one to prove that he's better than both of them. And more importantly, he has to prove that he fits in with the way we do things around here. Listen, I mean, this is the way of the world. This is the way this show works. As always, you're entitled to your takes, no matter how horrible and wrong your takes are. And those takes really were horrible and wrong. Some of you dopes were making Stiddy and the Destroyer out to be Montana and Young. Listen, the Destroyer is a quality guy and a quality vet and a great guy to have around. Stiddy probably has a positive attribute or two. But come on, man. Cam Newton was not competing against Stiddy and the Destroyer. Cam Newton was competing against himself. Cam Newton was competing against his foot and his shoulder. Come on, man. Stiddy and the Destroyer barely belong in the same quarterback room as this guy, much less on the same field ahead of this guy. Man, that had to really sting. That had to really sting all the haters when Belichick went on SiriusXM earlier this week and said this.
I can see why he had the kind of success that he had at Auburn and at Carolina, and talking to people from that were with him there, the things that they said about him at Auburn and at Carolina from a decade ago or two, 3 years ago, or even last year, it's all the same. And it showed up here.
Let me tell you something about Belichick. Listen to him enunciate. Listen to how clearly he's speaking. He's not mumbling. He's not grumbling. He's not going off on Instaface and Snapface and InstaChat
Instant chat.
Yeah, we just did a little Snapface with Stiddy and the Destroyer.
Instant chat.
Now, my man all of a sudden is Winston Churchill when it comes to talking about Cam Newton, because he respects him, because he likes him, because he's thrilled with the decision. Come on, man. Listen to him. And as far as him, Cam, not fitting into the almighty Patriot way, check out the old man on that topic.
He's an extremely hard worker. Nobody works harder than Cam does. He's here early, he stays late, and he works very hard. You know, some players like to work on things that they're good at. You know, like if you're strong on the bench press and you just keep throwing more weight on the bench. But Cam's the type of player that, you know, works on things that he's not as good at and really tries to improve on a daily basis. And that's something that you know, I really respect about him.
You got that, Dopes? You know what that is? You know what that is? He didn't say it, but he's talking about the Patriot way, right? He's talking about a guy who's the first one in, the last one out, a guy who's trying to get better every single day, a guy who's not only working on things that he's good at, but working on everything. Yeah, sure, he's a hard worker. He's always working on his weaknesses, and you respect him for that, but what about his energy, right? I mean, he's a me-first guy, right, Cam? What about the energy? This guy's toxic, right? This guy's got to be bringing all the other dudes down instead of lifting them all up, right? Wrong again.
He's got a great personality. He gets along with everybody. He's you know, very social and has a great, you know, presence, whether it's in a small room of a couple people or, you know, in a bigger group. And he's highly competitive. He's very, very competitive on the field. He always wants to, you know, do his best and do better than the guys competing against. And you know, you see that from everybody's competitive, but I think there are different degrees of it. And, you know, it looks like I would, based on what I've seen, I would put him in the, you know, top echelon of that. But his competition extends way beyond the field. It's, you know, off the field and, you know, in meetings and you know, training and so forth. You know, it's important to him to be the first guy up the hill when we run sprints. And, you know, it's important to him to, you know, to be first in everything that he competes in.
I mean, I'm in awe. The guy who hasn't said a damn thing in the last 25 years will not shut up. You can't shut that guy up. That's the hood, Bill Belichick. You cannot shut that guy up. Why? He's talking about Cam Newton. Damn, haters. Hardest worker in the room, and dude has it for days. Would you like a glass of haterade to dislodge that Crosando, which is surely stuck in your esophagus? And you know that crowd's not happy about this. You know they're not happy to hear, you know what, man, we might be all right. We might be better than all right. Nope, they don't want to be all right. They want to be right. You see what I'm doing? You see what I'm saying? They're pissed. They'd rather be right than have a quarterback who's won the job going away and gives them all sorts of hope, even with the departure of TB43. And you know the same crowd is going to be waiting for Newton to screw up so they can pounce. Oh, and there's one other detail that's going to stick in the craw of all the dopes who claim that Belichick would not tolerate Cam's, quote, antics and shenanigans. Here are your captains for the New England Patriots this year. Matthew Slater, David Andrews, James White, Juwan Bentley, Devin McCourty, Jason McCourty, my guy Lawrence Guy, and Cam Newton. Not only did he come in and win the starting job, reportedly he was voted a team captain. This guy didn't even sign his deal until July 8th. He did so during a pandemic. Less than 2 months later, he has done enough to win the respect of the entire locker room to the point that they are saying he is one of our leaders. Newton posted a graphic of the captains to Instagram with the caption, quote, "Dear New England, I will not and do not take this opportunity for granted. I'm so grateful for this organization, my teammates, and this city. Thank you. No need to look back now. LFG. Hashtag shine through shade. Hashtag not for likes, just for life. Love." So I hate to say I told you so, but let's be honest and let's be real. I told you so. I hate to say, how the hell does that taste? But how the hell does that taste? Because remember when people were saying that Belichick wouldn't like Newton and that Newton's attitude wouldn't mesh with the Patriot way or whatever crap they were grasping at? Because it sure seems like Belichick likes him now. Likes him enough to place the offense in his hands. And the team likes him enough to make him one of the captains. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You do not have to like Cam Newton. I understand Cam Newton is not for everybody. But if you're going to rip on him, be clear about what you're ripping on him for and make sure it's legit and that you're not making crap up. Normally, I hate to say I told you so, but I did tell you so. And I said it about this guy long before the Patriots signed him. And then I really said it after they signed him. I said not all of the Hood's moves pan out. And that the Hood has made some really bad personnel moves. But I said at the time that I love this move. I loved it then. I love it even more now. But I am not surprised by what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing. And no, they haven't played a game yet. Can't wait till they do. Bills fan, makes me a little nervous. Makes me a little nervous if I were you. Because they are raving about Cam. And not in a way of them trying to convince you of something because they're concerned. They're raving because they love what they see from him so far. All right, when we return, I'm looking for the right phone call. 1-800-636-8686. If not, that's good too. Because I can't wait to talk about the LA Clippers. Takes 4 days. I told you I'd leave it all out there on a Friday. Coming to your weekend strong. It's a 3-day weekend. Capital One knows that life does not alert you about your credit card. Hey, couch surfers, we've got nonstop tunes to keep you rocking while you work. Oh, and Colleen. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Colleen, with that K in front of Colleen. Your free trial of Movie Plus ends tomorrow. Your card may be charged. Do you want to continue or do you want to cancel? Meet Eno, the Capital One assistant. Eno looks out for surprise charges, like when free trials do expire. It helps if you need to fix them. Eno is another way that Capital One is watching out for your money when you are not. Capital One, what is in your wallet? Limitations do apply. Capital One.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Man, I'm having such a good day. I'm so hyped. I'm still hyped off Shane Bieber, I can't lie. Really excited about Shane Bieber. Really excited for his success. Really excited to have him on the show.
Romer.
Love that conversation so much. Shane Bieber, Cleveland Indians starting pitcher. Ace, horse, undefeated. Gaucho. Friday is an ATP day. You recall that. ATP stands for Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. So I'm looking for somebody to step up and make that third hour a good one. I've already got Lucas Giolito coming up in hour number three. I've got Walter Jones, a Hall of Famer, coming up in hour number three. I've got Alvin's Week That Was coming up in hour number three. Also, quick reminder, tomorrow, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, CBS Sports Network gets on the gridiron at West Point. The Army Black Knights welcome in Middle Tennessee. Do not miss college football on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. We've got college football this weekend. NFL right around the corner, which means me and the gigantic head, James Kelly, have been talking quite a bit of late. Kind of miss him on Fridays. He used to come in here prior to the pandemic. Has not come in, so we were talking about that. We miss having him around, but we have been doing our prep work, not just for the coming season for this program, but we want to get down, have a little fun on the side. Haven't done that lately. Had nothing to hit, nothing to get down on. A little bit of horse racing. But the NFL is coming up. That's fun. So I might even bring him in on occasion to talk about his picks.
That's right.
He's got a gigantic head. There's a lot of crap rattling around inside of that head. So that's coming up too. Good stuff. 1-800-636-8686. This guy can cut the line. This guy can jump the line. Let's go to Vancouver. Matt in Van. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Romy? How you doing, bro?
Good, dude.
You're going to want to hammer that Canucks money line tonight, brother. They're the underdogs. They're paying great value, and they're going to smoke the hell out of the Vegas Golden Knights today. Just like in this jungle, Rome, Vancouver runs Canada. So I'm inviting Oiler fan, Flame fan, Leafs fan, who've all been crying into their dirt purse and trailer beers, jump on the bandwagon. Either that or tell me how my ass tastes. Canucks 5, Vegas nothing. Peace.
Love it. Rack him. Nice job, Matt. Jump on the bandwagon or tell me how my ass tastes. He just said it point blank. He picked up on something I said before, too. I love a guy who's not so scripted. He just said, hey, Rome, hit the Canucks on the money line. You're going to get paid. I don't know, man. Game 7. Game 7's tough. And you know there's a lot of jungle karma flowing through Vegas, especially as it relates to them. Who you got tonight? Game 7. Nothing better than a Game 7 in any sport, but especially in the NHL. The puck takes some crazy bounces. 1-800-636-8686. It was a thread that was organic. I know I've used that word a couple of times, but it was truly organic. The best threads on the program come right off of something that one of you clones bring up, and then I finish for you. And this goes back to some of the best songs in the history of the program. Songs that were a result, well, not all of them were, but songs that were a result of something that happened on the program or somebody who has something to do with the program. That was back in hour number one. This guy wants to continue with that same thread. No problem. Let's go to Houston. My man, Jerome in H-Town. Jerome, what's going on? How are you? Happy Friday.
Thank you, Mr. Rome. Happy Friday to you. Wanted to get in. I told Hawk I have the best song in the history of the jungle. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be clones. Doo-doo. Don't let them in the basement with computers and phones. All they really want to do is get real stone, doo-doo. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be clones, doo-doo. 'Cause they're always alone and they're always at home. Even when they're rolling their own out.
Jerome. All right, man. Rack him.
Rack him.
It remind me, it's just kind of slipped my mind. He does or he does not have his golden ticket. I don't know, Jerome. Man, my man, if it were anybody else, I would rip that golden ticket out of your hands right now. If it were anybody else. If it were anybody else. I would do that, but it literally is your body of work that is keeping you in this game right now. But I do have a question for the guy who's also on hold, who's been on hold for now several months. Parody Larry. Larry, your entire brand and the thing you're most known for are parodies. Hence the gloss Parody Larry. And you've been on hold for the better part of 9 months. How does it feel to know that that guy, who has never once sung a song on this show, got on instead of you to sing that song, which he probably composed while he was on hold, because that was a thread from last hour? Larry, if I'm you, I'm not feeling good about you. I mean, that's your whole identity. You're Parody Larry. He's not Parody Jerome. Larry's not to be deterred. He's still on hold. All right. So Jerome says, actually, I've got the best song ever. It's this song that I just composed that I want to sing for you. Wacky times. All right, back to the show, if you don't mind. I do want to talk Pat Beverly. You know, I love this guy's act. Also, Jadeveon Clowney is still out there. And somehow, some way, and I'm no capologist, I got enough trouble managing my own money without managing somebody else's. And I don't want anybody telling me how to spend my money, so I'm not going to tell them how to spend theirs. And Jadeveon Clowney is still out there. And we know this guy can make a difference. And we know this guy can especially make a difference to a team that's close. And what do you know? The Saints have an interest. No, I have no idea how they could pay this guy, because they still have to pay Alvin Kamara. But they've got an interest. Is the interest mutual? And would that maybe make them the team to beat if they can get that deal done? I already spent an entire segment with a little message for Cam Newton's haters. I've also got a little message for you Clayton Kershaw haters. This guy looks amazing right now. All of this still ahead, and some good interviews. It's a hell of a lot of show today. Anybody else want in? 1-800-636-8686. Something else to do during the long weekend? Dial up episode 141 of the Jim Rome Podcast. Dahani Jones showed up like a boss. Alvin, I love you getting me to break with my band. Arguably the best band in the world. Yeah, I said it. Rise Against. I'm still all about those guys. Here is your sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This segment's brought to you by some of my favorite folks ever, AmericasBestRacing.net. And I say that because their site is tremendous. I've been a fan of their site. I've been featured on their site. I love thoroughbred racing. We still own horses. In fact, I had a conference call with my guy Jason Litt yesterday. And it is. And believe it or not, Jungle Racing has a stallion, along with a number of other partners. And the stallion is Straight Fire. You remember that horse. Straight Fire was named and inspired by Mike Tomlin. Jamie Roth and I came up with that. So Straight Fire got off to like this amazing start to his career. He broke his maiden at Del Mar by 10 and a half lengths. We thought we literally had a Kentucky Derby horse. He was that good. And then he ran really hot, quickly, was injured, retired. We turned him into a stallion where he was, quote, standing here in California. And we've got some babies. And we'll see how that goes. So that was very cool. Reason I bring that up, AmericasBestRacing.net is sponsoring this segment. And here comes their billboard. That caller who claims that he's born and bred for success and achievement. Gym guys. Nick in Green Bay. That guy who congratulates the host for an interview that never took place. Jolene in Farmington. The world has enough dingle bombs. Yo. So AmericasBestRacing.net made a freaking Kentucky Derby cheat sheet to create more winners. Clones, be a winner. Visit AmericasBestRacing.net. My man James Kelly. My man James Kelly loves Straight Fire. Quote, best horse ever. Hey, Big Head, let me ask you something. Best horse ever or best horse name ever? You tell me Straight Fire was the best horse ever. He was great. He was amazing. In fact, we have a Straight Fire yearling, which means we have a one-year-old baby, a Straight Fire baby. You're not saying that he was a better horse than Sheer Belief, are you? I mean, Straight Fire was amazing. Not better than the big horse. Jeremy in Green Bay tweets, Matt was on brand. He's good for about 20 seconds of fun. Signed the Women of Vancouver. All right, so it's been a wacky Friday. Like, I've got lots of straight sports takes, but because it's been a wacky Friday, you tell me, what do you want? Do you want a straight take from me on Patrick Beverley? Do you want a straight take from me on Clayton Kershaw? Do you want a straight take from me on Jadeveon Clowney and what he would mean? Man, James Kelly, fight the good fight. Dude, are you literally telling me you think Straight Fire was better than Shared Belief? I can't believe you've never gone there with me. Wow, dude. That is incredible. You and I will pick that up later on, Big Head. All right, so what do you want? Do you want a straight sports take? Because I got about five of them. Or do you want to go wacky on a Friday? I mean, it is Friday. It's a long week. We're heading into the holiday.
Today's Friday.
Screw it. You know what? Let's go with the immortal Brian Wilson, another jungle favorite. As he used to say, let's get weird.
Let's get weird.
Let's get weird.
Let's get weird.
The only hard part about getting weird on a Friday is figuring out exactly where to start. So I'm going to keep it local, and I'm going to kick it off right here in Los Angeles. There is no good way to set this first story up, so I'm going to let CNN set it up for me.
Tower, American 1997, we just passed a guy in a jetpack.
You heard it correctly. An American Airlines pilot reporting that he saw someone flying next to his plane in a jetpack as he approached LAX Sunday night around 6:30.
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so, about our altitude.
That American Airlines pilot wasn't the only one who apparently saw the high-flying daredevil.
Skywest 360, and we just saw the guy pass by us at the jetpack.
The control tower then alerted other pilots to the potential danger.
JetBlue 23, use caution. Person in the jetpack reported 300 yards south of the LA final at about 3,000 feet, 10-mile final.
I mean, why the F not? It's 2020 after all. Why the F not? I can't believe we made it all the way to September without some psychopath joyriding in a highly restricted airspace near commercial airliners. I'd say that's the most insane story that I've heard from the sky this year. But let's not forget that the U.S. government did confirm that Tom DeLonge's UFO videos were real back in April. I mean, this is some Grand Theft Auto 5 BS right there. A dude on a jetpack flying around LAX and getting away with it. Did he have the cheat code to get his wanted level down? Imagine being a pilot who's made hundreds of flights before, if not thousands, and looking out the cockpit window and seeing some weirdo with a death wish cruising right next to you with a lawnmower engine strapped to his backpack. Could you imagine how freaky that would be? And who the hell would do this? That's the real question. First off, if you're going to take flight with a jetpack, why would you do it near the one place where you might actually get T-boned by something else in the air? Was this guy like trying to radio in to the control tower, permission to land? What, instead of that 747? This guy must have been like, hey, I got an idea. I think what I want to do today is get out. Get a little air. Literally. Got to get out of this quarantine. I think I'll fly around today. And I think I'll do it right near the busiest international airport in the world. Because why? I'll just fly my jetpack. Why fly my jetpack when I can just turn this into a real-life 3D game of Skyfrogger? Who the hell would do that? Like, there's a lot of eccentric billionaires in L.A. The obvious guess would be Elon Musk. He's got the money. He's got the ego. He's got the tech to do something ridiculously stupid like this. The only reason it might not be him is there are no reports of the jetpack sputtering out mid-flight and crashing right into the Pacific. And since Elon does love crashing aircraft into the ocean, it's got to be somebody else. Personally, I'm just relieved that the pilots who spotted this lunatic and called it in were awake enough to do so. Recently on this same show, we learned that pilots love to nap it out while on the job. And their job is to fly the rest of us at 40,000 feet. Little unsettling, little disconcerting. But good to know that these guys were not conked out upon arrival. So that's a win for humanity. Here's another one. Another win for humanity. The dictionary just added 650 words to the big book of accepted English language to kick off September. And leading the way into our lexicon is the word jabroni. Jabroni is an awesome word made famous by The Rock, who borrowed it from the Iron Sheik. Jabroni is officially defined as, quote, a stupid, foolish, or contemptible person, end quote. To use it in a sentence, the person who flew a jetpack above LAX last weekend is a freaking jabroni. Along with jabroni, you get the acronym DGAF. That's also in the dictionary. It stands for Don't Give an F. As in, another sample sentence, the person flying a jetpack above LAX clearly DGAF. You can read the entire list of the 650 words at dictionary.com. Personally, I'm upset to see that the word jackwagon still is not on that list. Maybe the second best word ever behind kook. Because the person flying a jetpack above LAX is both a kook and a jackwagon. Elsewhere in Lincoln, Nebraska, a local ginger man with hair down to his shoulders declared war on boneless chicken wings with his epic rant at a town hall meeting on Wednesday.
I promise I won't take up too much of your time here. My name is Andrew Christensen. I live at 1212 Twin Ridge Road. Lincoln has the opportunity to be a social leader in this country. I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings. I propose that we as a city remove the... I propose that we as a city remove the name boneless wings from our menus and from our hearts. Nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken. Boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders. I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash. We can take these steps and show the country where we stand, and that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long.
Hey, listen, not all heroes wear capes. Some wear glasses and a beard and a tie with a bunch of Big Macs on it, like Andrew Christensen, who just made the best point of the boneless v. bone-in debate ever. Boneless wings aren't wings. They're tenders or they're nuggets. The man's right. All that was missing was him saying that blue cheese is for adults and ranch is for kids. Next time, Andrew. Next time. And finally, let's end the Tour de Weird internationally in Tel Aviv. In Tel Aviv, where yesterday a drone dropped hundreds and hundreds of bags from the sky, bags of weed. Now, right now, Kron is not legal in Israel. So some activists have called the Telegram group dropped dime bags from a drone in the sky in an attempt to, quote, spread the love. I mean, that's an awesome come up if you're a stoner. But since the group could not control who picked up the bags of weed from the street and a bunch of little kids made off with a controlled substance, the police arrested the masterminds and charged them with distribution to minors, which carries a lot of jail time. Hope that was worth it. Remember when Thurgood and Brian and Scarface passed out a bunch of Mr. Nice Guy for free and half-baked and became the biggest weed dealers in New York City afterwards? Tough to field those phone calls from customers when you're in jail for dropping a bunch of sticky icky on the kids of Israel. Maybe next time, don't put your business name and phone number on all the bags that you're dropping from a drone. So there you have it. On a wacky Friday, weed drones, jetpacks, a war on boneless wings, and new words in the dictionary. 2020, yo. 2020, man. 2020.
Yo.
To borrow from the new edition to Webster's, this year, 2020, just DGAF. 2020, just DGAF. All right, setting up hour number three. When we come back, I've got a Hall of Famer, class of 2014, Big Walter Jones. That's on the other side of this break. We'll chase that by having a conversation with White Sox pitcher Lucas Giolito. Then Alvy's week that was. Maybe a phone call or two in and around all of that. Stay on it. Stay on it because Alvin's ionic.
Ionic.
Week that was is coming. Also, the ATP. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Hour number three, straight ahead.